God, we can say Baba. Baba knows his children, and some souls are the like one who don't make effort, but they automatically get fortune and blessings. Some are the one who make effort, others are the one who look for the things, and the third one are the one God looks for them. So I am the third one. I think Baba has selected me. From my childhood, I was very quiet and used to talk very little, but very good in talking, but used to talk less. And in our family, there was a bhakti atmosphere. My mother used to do bhakti, used to go to the temple, and my father used to go to the Gurdwara, the Sikh temple, and being the environment of bhakti, so we used to go to both places. But I have not done so much bhakti. I have done little bit bhakti. Sometime go to the temple and sometime to the Gurdwara. But my mother was in that consciousness. Every day she used to tell us, in the morning, after getting ready, first you have to read Gita. And after that you will get breakfast, otherwise she was not going to give breakfast to us. So what I used to do, I take Gita, read few shlokas, and then become very, very fast. So I finish my shloka and put a piece of paper on Gita fast, and then I come. But at that time, being very quiet nature, I used to think that something is there and God is there, but I didn't know what is that. Then after a few years, there was a center, Brahma Kumari Center, very close to our Lokik home. First of all, my mother started to go to Brahma Kumari Center, and being children, while playing, we used to go to the center and take toli. Sometimes we eat toli, sometimes we go to the place where they have different celebration, like Shiv Jayanti celebration, other celebration, we used to go there. But when I went to the center, the atmosphere of the center was so appealing, and that was so touching to heart. I liked the atmosphere. I liked to sit in that atmosphere. Sometimes I used to go there, sit alone, and like the atmosphere. But my nature was that not to share what I experienced. Then after that, we used to attend the classes. We went to Murli class directly, because at that time there was no 7 days course. Only one lesson about Atma, soul. We are children of Shiv Baba and yoga. And we were so intoxicated. And in that intoxication, we were getting a lot of so many experiences. So in that way, I came into Gyan, and after that, I never looked back. So I was attending classes, doing meditation, listening Baba's Murli, and everything was going inside. Because of quiet nature, our teacher who was conducting classes, sometime Manodadi used to conduct class, and other teachers were there, and they were thinking whether I'm understanding or not. They had a question whether I will follow Brahma Kumari's principle or not. Sometimes they used to ask from me, will you become Brahma Kumaris? Because at that time, we have a very big group of Kumaris. And those Kumaris, they had so many bondages. Some had the bondages from their family, some had bondages from their parents, some had bondages from their brother, sister. So they had so much intoxication for knowledge and yoga, and they used to come to the center in an incognito way. But I never had any kind of bondage. And they were so expert, very effort, they were making so many efforts, and I was quiet. So by seeing me, Manojaji used to ask for me, I don't know whether she will become Brahma Kumari or not. We don't know whether she is understanding or not. But at that time, the realization was that everything was going inside. I was getting that feeling that Baba is standing in front of me, Baba is teaching me, Baba is guiding me. So that kind of the experiences I was getting in the beginning of the knowledge.
So, Shishpendra, maybe I missed it, but how, at that time, how old were you?
I think I was 9 and 10 years old.
And, like, what was your main attraction then? Was it like the feeling of love or knowledge? What was your main attraction?
One was love. First was love. Second was peace and the spiritual atmosphere. And I was feeling the rays of love is coming from above, from top. So that was the main attraction. First was love, spiritual atmosphere, and the soul was getting so many experiences at that time. Knowledge was later.
So what was the next step after you started to go to the center? Was it like for us in, you know, foreign countries, we plan to go to Madhuban and then we go once a year, or was it different then?
You know, first I want to tell you, when we came to the center, at that time, knowledge was less, there were more experiences, and we were all the time intoxicated in Baba's love, and all the time merged in that consciousness. Even while going to the school and class, I'm sitting there after reading a subject, and then I'm looking, Baba is in front of me, I'm with Baba, and Baba is talking to me, I'm walking with Baba. So such kind of the experiences we were getting. So at that time, I want to tell you one thing, which, so that was in the beginning. So we used to go in trance. In the beginning, knowledge was less, more experience, and the mothers were sitting in the class. As you know, in the beginning of the institution in Hyderabad Sin, half of all the sisters and brothers were in trance, some were in semi-trance, some were in trance, and that is the reason people used to tell there is something is magic, that is why they all are in trance. So when this yagi was shifted to Bharat, India, and the branches were opened in different parts of India, first to Delhi, then Punjab. At that time it was Punjab. Punjab and Haryana were together, UP, Bombay. So in the beginning, all the dadis were in different states. So dadis have so much power. As soon as we see dadis, we were getting light. We were getting the experience of Sakar Baba. And we were feeling that Baba is standing in front of us. So half of the class was in trance. And half of the class were in semi-trance. The whole class is so intoxicated, if someone sees from the stage, and it seems they all are dancing and dancing, it was looking like that. So when I came, I was sitting in meditation. First day, I saw one light from a distance coming close to me, and as the light was coming close to me, it was becoming big, 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 very big. And there was such big light which I could not tolerate. I started to cry. And at that time, after the class, the teacher, we used to share our experiences. The teacher called me and she asked, "What did you see?" What did I see? I could not express. I started to cry more and more. She thought I must have seen a horrible scene. That is why I'm crying. So she took me to her room and she was giving me so much love, and I was crying. The tears were coming continuously from my eyes. And later I realized that was the first meeting of the child with the father. And in the beginning I did not realize. After that, some years I realized that was the first meeting of the child with the father. And that was such a beautiful experience. I was lost in love. I was very close to Baba. I was feeling so much power within myself. And after that, for a few days, I was so intoxicated. What is this? Power is coming to me. Baba is giving me so much. Then after a few days, what happened? One day I was sitting in meditation. I saw there was a beautiful garden near the bank of the garden, and there was a river. Near the bank of the river, Krishna was coming, and there were some gopis and gopis were also coming, and they were coming close and close to me. Then Krishna called me, "Come on, come on." I was so afraid because my nature was very shy, and I was so afraid. Krishna is calling me, and that scene was also so beautiful. Then I became so intoxicated, all the time remembering about Madhuban, Baba, and while staying there, I was getting visualization, how is Madhuban, how is Baba, and I used to see the mountains, on the top of the mountains, beautiful blessings are written there. I'm crossing from there. So these kind of experiences I was getting. So at that time I did not realize what is this. After that I realized the blessings which were written on the top of the mountain that Baba was giving, and Baba was pulling my intellect. So at that time, I was getting that feeling, Baba is my real father, and I belong to Baba, and my nature was like that, very simple I used to live, and there was no difficulty for me in coming into Gyan or following the principles from my childhood in our family. We did not have such kind of that atmosphere to be used to eat non-vegetarian food or this and that. We had a vegetarian food. So there was no difficulty for adopting the principles and for adopting knowledge, and it was so easy and comfortable for me. And another thing I want to tell you, this was the month of January. Mama came to our city, and this was the month, and that was I think 11th or 12th January she came to our city, and especially Lohri Day. Yesterday was Sankranti, before that Lohri Day she came there. When she came there, we were a little children, other girls were there. When she came and we welcomed her, and we had a song, we had a play, we had so many things at that time. And when I saw Mama, and Mama was looking like a real Lakshmi. And Mama called me, what I used to do, because being a shy nature, I used to look at Mama sometimes from window, from behind, from here and there. Wherever Mama is sitting, I used to cross here and there, crossing, going other side, but looking at Mama. One day Mama saw me and Mama called me, come on. And Mama said, will you become a Shakti? Are you Shakti? As I was looking at Mama, I was feeling the whole powers are coming within me. Because Mama saw, I'm crossing all the time here, this side, that side. So she realized I wanted to see her. So she called me. I sat there. I went into her lap. I get so much love from her. And I felt my real mother is there. I felt so much power is there. And I got the experience, vision of the real Lakshmi of Mama in front of me. Then Mama said, how your efforts are going on? I said, Mama, it is all right. So Mama said, okay, pay attention or go into the depth of knowledge and you will get more and more blessing and experiences.
So when you said, Shishiman, about the, you felt in meditation the light and the love, you talking about Shiv Baba?
Yeah, first was the first vision which I saw, that was about Shiv Baba. And then Brahma Baba.
And then how did you find out about Brahma Baba? What was your kind of introduction? And did you meet him?
Okay, I met Brahma Baba in Delhi. Brahma Baba came to Delhi, and when he came to Delhi, and then our city is very close to Delhi. So I asked my mother, I want to go to see Baba. Then my mother said, okay, one family was going there, so I went there. When I went to Delhi and met Baba, and Baba said, child, come. Immediately I realized that my father is turning, and then Baba said, child, you have realized that Baba is giving you so many blessings. And then Baba put his hand on my head, and I felt there are so many blessings in the form of light. They were coming on me, and I felt Baba is decorating with love and power and blessings. So at that first I met Baba in Delhi. Then I came back to my home in my local city, and then I was getting that kind of experiences.
So when you met Brahma Baba, because I don't think any of us here met Brahma Baba, so when you saw Baba, can you just describe the scene? I mean, was he surrounded by people? Was he sitting, standing? What did you see and feel at that time?
You know, at that time, everyone wanted to be close to Baba. Wherever Baba is there, children used to run after Baba. So, the sisters have to make the system. So, according to the system, group and group was invited, come in front of Baba, meet Baba. Otherwise, they all will stand. Then we cannot meet Baba. The others will stand, then I will be far. So, when I see they met Baba, we were only 2-3 people. And the brother who took me, and we were 2-3 people. Baba was there, and Baba was sitting on the gaddi, and it was looking. First, I got the experience like a yogi is sitting on the gaddi, and so much light was coming. And then I got a vision like Baba is a father, and father is giving so much love to the children, and Baba was giving drishti to me. That was not a drishti, as it was coming, that light is coming, power is coming within me. And then Baba said, oh child, come. So that was such a love, and can't forget that love, because Baba is calling, child, come. So like father is calling the children, so that was another experience. Then when Baba was giving drishti, through drishti, it was like my apron is full of the blessings. And then I got that experience. Baba wanted the child do something special. But I did not realize what I have to do, what I am going to do. There was no aim, there was nothing in front of me. So what Baba wanted to do, that I didn't know at that time, but Baba wanted that I should do something special.
So, one of the specialities that we hear about Brahma Baba is that he was able to relate to people from babies and to old people. What do you feel was that speciality that he had that made him so able to relate to people and so attractive?
Baba's qualities and virtues were such, Baba related to each and everyone, whether a child, whether an old person, whether mother, girl, daughter, any kind of human being, Baba used to look that he belongs to each and everyone. Baba's nature and qualities were like that. As Baba says, you should have the nature of being moulded. I have so many examples. When the mothers were there, Baba used to talk to them in such a way, mothers used to feel that Baba belongs to me. I remember once what happened, there was one group of mothers, they came to Madhuban and Baba saw them and they did not speak their proper language, their language not proper, their language was from a village language and the style was different, their clothes were different, they were looking different. But Baba looked at them, Baba said, they are the one who did so much bhakti, they have done so much hard efforts, but they did not achieve anything. Now their wish that are being fulfilled, Baba used to stand in the middle of the mothers, and the mothers used to take round and round, dancing and dancing. You must have heard the story about Gurgaon. They were the mothers from a village, and their language is different. And when these mothers came, Baba used to see the love, the true love of the children, and Baba used to give the return of the true love to the children. And I remember one story, once there was a little child. She had a cancer, she was 4 or 5 years old, she had a cancer problem. But when she got knowledge about Baba, and she was fully attached to Baba, and she, whatever she used to take, whatever things used to get in, come in her home, first of all she will say, this is first I will send to Baba. She was sending first to Baba, then she used to use the things and eat the things. And Baba had so much love for her. And by seeing that child, their relatives, their parents, their friends, they were so happy that child in such a small childhood, she has such a problem, but she was so happy, she was all the time dancing, she was talking about Baba, and Baba used to give her so much. Once what happened, one child came and Baba was giving toli, and Baba gave toli in one hand of then Baba said, okay, another hand. Then the child kept this both hand, then Baba put toli on both hand, few more pieces of toli, and it became like a small mountain, and it was so looking so nicely, and Baba gave so much love to the children. And children were feeling Baba belonged to us. And mothers were feeling that Baba belongs to us. Because Baba knew they are my Baba's children. They are the one who will become the ruler in the new world. They are the one who will go into the golden age world. That is why Baba knew they are Baba's children. And Baba knew that he has to sustain in the golden age world, and he is sustaining here. So Baba used to see the qualities of each and every child. Sometimes some children used to come, we know that such and such child does not have this quality, he has such and such weakness, but Baba never saw the weaknesses of the children. Baba first used to see the main quality of the child. Baba used to appreciate the virtue and quality of the child. And with that appreciation, Baba used to make the children self-confidence, self-appreciative, self-realization. And slowly and slowly then Baba used to tell them, with that quality, you can explore your another qualities. Then Baba used to tell them, you have so many qualities, you have so many abilities, you have so many virtues, but you have this little bit thing. If you use your this quality, you can finish your this weakness. So this was the way of Baba to teach the children. Baba never used to tell that you have this difficult, this weakness, you have this and that things in yourself, you can't change yourself. Baba said, you are the Brahmins. If you Brahmins say that this child cannot change, that means you are giving a stamp to that child, to that Brahmin, that he cannot change. But Baba, what Baba did? Baba said, you are a Brahmin, your words can become true, so you should never say that this child cannot change, but you say this will change. We see in the Murli what Baba says. Even in the Avyakt Murli, Baba always says, you have done this, it is very good, but, when Baba says, but, that means something is still left. Baba says, but, so you have to do this thing more, in a better way. So Baba appreciated each and every child. Baba knows they are my children. They are Shri Baba's children. Even Baba says, the one person who does not have any quality, if he says Baba, he is the top VIP. I want to tell you one example. Those who are old Baba's children, they know about, there was one brother, Arjun, in the Yajna. He was mentally not developed. And he belonged to a very good family. But he was the one who was not mentally developed. So Baba gave him the duty of watchman, and he was standing in front of Baba's room like a watchman. Baba gave him the dress of watchman, one stick with him and one whistle to him. So what he did, when Baba used to come, he used to salute Baba. And he used to stand. And he became so clever, so active, so energetic, we can't believe. And he became very clever, whatever he wanted to have, he used to get it, everything. So what happened, Baba used to give him a task. Baba used to tell him, go and find, call this sister. And he was such a clever person, he will take the round of whole Madhuban. And he will find the sister wherever she is there, he will go and give the message to him, Baba is calling you. And then, one day Baba said, the one who will teach him counting from 1 to 10, and those who will teach him counting from 1 to 10, if he speaks the counting accurately, Baba will give a award, of silver glass. So many tried to teach him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So when they used to tell him speak 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, what he used to say 1, 2, 4, then 7. Then one day Didi asked from him, why don't you speak properly? We teach you so much. Why don't you speak correct? He says, why should I speak correct? If I speak correct, you will get an award of silver glass. Why not me? So he became so clever. He said, I won't speak correct. And he became so accurate and so clever. If he needed anything, he made himself how to convince someone, how to get the thing. He learned such an art to convince the others, how to get work done. So I got that realization, not me, others also got that realization. The person which is not mentally developed. Baba gives so much love to him, and because of Baba's love, he developed so many qualities. He learned so many arts. He became so worthy. Otherwise, such people, you have to teach so much, you have to teach so much, while standing there, by giving so much little love to him, and he became very clever. So that is why I am telling you, Baba made each and every child. Not only made, he filled so many qualities each and every child. Even the mothers who did not know how to give knowledge, they become so good lecturer. They become good speaker. How they became? Baba's love and Baba's faith and real connection with Baba, clear communication with Baba. And Baba always had faith in each and every child. Sometimes children used to come, Baba, I can't do. Then Baba used to say, you can do it. You can do it. But Baba, when Baba said, you can do it, that means Baba has given the power, has taught the art to do this. Like you must have heard the story about Mama. In the beginning, Baba used to tell Mama, today we have to get this work done. And Mama used to go to the sisters and tell sisters that Baba has told that we have to finish this work today. And the sister used to tell, Mama, how can we do this? We have never done this work. How can we do this? Then Mama said, Baba knows. Baba has faith in you. Then we can never say, how can we do it? When Baba has faith, we can do it. Then all the sisters became ready to do. And they used to finish the work in time. So Baba created the qualities. And Baba said, you are going to become the ruler in the new world. If you say that I cannot do this work, that means you cannot become the ruler in the world. The ruler means the authority. Ruler means the one who has all kinds of the knowledge of all subjects. And that is why Baba himself paid attention on all subjects. For self-transformation, for yoga, for service, for giving to others, virtues, maryadas, and Baba himself did all the actions in an accurate way, in a perfect way. Baba used to say that whatever task we do, that should be clean, clear, accurate, perfect, and decent, and that should look like beautiful.
So, in those days,
Shiv Pita ko शिव शक्ति तेना की रण भेरी अब फिर बजती है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है, सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है,
Shashipan. When at the beginning of the yagya, Brahma Baba came and he was a successful businessman. But I have seen pictures of Baba doing gardening, even washing a car, and he encouraged everyone to do the different things, you know, like to be involved in doing different kinds of work, like you said. But it's different now, like, you know, we have one person to wash the car and one person to drive it. But do you think that this, the fact that he was involved with so many activities was like the sign of his lack of body consciousness, and that was why he was kind of free and light? He didn't think of himself in any egotistical way as the medium of Shiv Baba.
You know, Brahma Baba, from the very beginning of this cycle, he was the ruler. And during the whole cycle, he had very beautiful or unique role. Even before coming to Gyan, Baba used to do all kind of the tasks in a perfect way, in a right way. And that is the reason Shri Baba also selected this chariot for giving this knowledge. And though he was a businessman, but he had all kind of the arts. So after dedicating his life to Baba's yagya, there was a very big group of sisters, and the sisters, to teach them, to make them complete, to make them the guide. So Baba taught them, and Baba used to tell, if Baba used to tell them, you have to do this work, you have to do this, no one will be doing that. So Baba himself started to do that work, and Baba taught the teacher, the sisters, how to do the work and how to become economical, how to become accurate, and how to make best use of each and everything of the yagya. And Baba taught that this is the yagya. In the yagya, we have to be very careful for each and everything. So that is why Baba taught each and everything. So at that time, only Baba and the children were there, and there was no outside service. First, Baba taught them how to fill yourself with the yoga power, and slow, then also do the physical work. And Baba gave his example. You know, Baba said, if I have to become Narayan, that means I have to do the service through mind, through knowledge, through body, through my activities, all these things. Once what happened, Baba was doing this some physical work, and some sisters came. They asked Baba, Baba, why you do this? We are here to do this. Then Baba said, what you want from me? If I don't dedicate my body in Baba's yagya service, then how can I get a healthy body in the golden age world? So I have to dedicate. So Baba's theory, Baba's way of making efforts was very, very clear in front of him. Baba knew, if I have to become Narayan, that means I have to do the service through my mind. I have to make my mind very clear. I have to keep my mind clear connection with Shiv Baba. Then Baba said, I have to do the service through words. So he used to give blessings to each and everyone who was coming, whosoever was coming in front of Baba. Baba used to give blessings to each and everyone. And then through drishti, Baba transformed the life of thousands of people. And through toli, through toli, Baba made the children close to Shiv Baba and Brahman family. And through toli, Baba gave so much sustenance. And through this service of the body, he made example that I have to dedicate each and every bone in yajna. So he did like that. He taught the children, and that is the reason he becomes the Narayan, and that is why he gets the highest, he made the effort, that is why he gets the highest role in the world.
It's very beautiful answers. So, don't you feel?
Or you want to have more? Or?
Yes. Have we finished? We haven't finished yet. Not quite. Until what? Okay, so when we hear about Brahma Baba, we hear that he was actually very active. He used to walk. He used to play badminton. He used to drink soup at night and not eat. So, as we are the instruments for service in the world, do you feel that we also have that responsibility to look after our bodies in that way that Baba did?
Baba wanted the children to become active, creative, and Baba said, you are the duty on the world transformation. So if you are on that service, so you should not have that, you should not become weak, lazy or like that. So Baba himself was very creative, active. Baba never spent his time here and there. And that is why Baba said, this is the gyan, not only the dry gyan. This is, you enjoy, you play, you walk, You do everything you do, but do in Baba's remembrance. So Baba used to tell that through this body we have to become very active. So Baba used to play, and children also used to play with Baba. Sometime Baba used to play badminton, and the children were also playing badminton with Baba. And Baba was very tall, active, very powerful, and Baba used to win all the time. Once what happened, and Baba made him slow, and the children won. And then children said, Baba, Baba, today we won, we won. Baba said, okay, means that Hindi word, Baba har gaye. Someone said, Baba did not won. So then Baba said, you know, you have become the beads of Baba's garland. So Baba said, you are the victorious, and you have become the beads of Baba's garland. So Baba used to play to make the children, to give the feeling of friend, to make the children light. And then Baba used to walk on the mountains. When he used to walk on the mountain, Baba used to tell, as you keep your step very carefully on the mountains, so in the path of spirituality, you also have to keep your step very carefully. And due to any reason, if you slip little bit, then you will fall down. So Baba used to say, there should not be any thought of inferiority complex and thought of that, how can I go ahead, how can I walk this, how can I climb on the mountains. He said, you should always have powerful thought in yourself. You can do it, you do it, and you will get to success, you can do it. So that is why Baba taught the children, whatever you do, that you should have faith in yourself, you can do it. And that is why Baba used to play with the children, Baba used to walk with the children, Baba used to make the children light, and Baba used to take them different places.
Do we go to 12:30? Can we go to 12:30? Or we have to... Trish? Yeah? So...
Anything else?
Yes. If you look in a kind of in an ordinary way, Baba had a huge responsibility because a lot of young girls left their family and they came to live in the yajna. So what do you think was the main consciousness that stopped Baba being heavy or feeling that heaviness of responsibility for their lives?
I could not understand.
Mm. Baba, so a lot of young girls came to live in the yajna. They came to live, you know, close to Baba. So normally that would bring a kind of big feeling of responsibility for the person. So how did Baba remain light while having that responsibility?
First of all, Brahma Baba knew that this is not his task. Brahma Baba had his own family, everything. But Shiva Baba started his task through him. Baba had this full faith, this is Shiva Baba's task, and this is Shiva Baba's family. I have surrendered everything to Baba, and now this is Shiva Baba's task. I'm an instrument, and I am a trustee, so I have to play the role of an instrument and of a trustee. So Baba said, if I am an instrument, Shri Baba has made me an instrument, so I have to play the best role. So he played the best role for the upliftment of each and everyone. There were mothers, there were young girls, there were not so many brothers, very few brothers, and almost the girls and mothers were there. So Baba took the responsibility of because of Shri Baba. Even Baba used to tell, if something happened, then Shri Baba is responsible. Shri Baba also tells, be careful, if anything happened, don't think, don't worry, Shri Baba is there, and something happens wrong, then Shri Baba is there, he will take care of that. So that is why Brahma Baba had this consciousness that Shri Baba's task, Shri Baba is doing this, I have to play my part in a best and proper way, in an accurate way.
So, Baba often says in the Moli that we have to spin the cycle of self-realization, and it seems that this was one of the specialities of Brahma Baba, that he always had this intoxication of he's going to become Krishna, he's going to become Narayan, and there are stories that Baba used to dance by himself in intoxication. So can we also, how can we do that? How can we remain so intoxicated and dance and be so light and with the feeling of the future and not get stuck in the present effort?
There are two things about Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba's, we know that his role, his part is fixed, that he will become Krishna or Narayan. But other side, Brahma Baba had paid lot of attention and he made the sincere effort. He said, if my part is fixed, so I have to make sincere efforts, I have to make the effort to get that status. So Brahma Baba paid lot attention on each and every subject, on each and every role. And after that, when he was playing his role, Pusharat, effort, in an accurate way, so Baba used to get intoxication. Today I got my efforts, did my efforts in an accurate way. So he used to go in front of picture of Shri Krishna and Shri Narayan, not only to dance, he used to go there to check what more is left to do, more efforts in Sangam Yuga. So he used to do two things. One, dance, intoxication. And third thing he used to do, if I am going to become like that, what else is lacking within me? So he used to check. And that is the reason he got the stage of perfection. So he used to check, then he used to, after checking, then he used to think of future. I'm going to become like that. How will be my future? I will be dancing in the golden age world. I will become Krishna. The gopis and gopis will be there. So he used to get that intoxication experience and used to express. So his more attention, the first attention was on the self efforts. The second was intoxication. The third one was for the future. So that is why Baba says, all those who are sitting here, you will come in the kingdom of Krishna. You all will be very close to Krishna. So you will be becoming gopis and gopis, and you will be becoming prince and princess. So if you want to become gopis and gopis, and if you want to become prince and princess, so you have to make your sanskar, nature, habit and efforts like Baba, like Krishna. Like sometimes Baba mentions in the Murli, when they do the Garba Ras, their steps are very similar. They are so accurate, so they move in like that way. So their steps are like that. That is why Baba says, if you are coming close to Krishna, we know that we will be very close to Krishna, we will play with Krishna. So that is why Baba says, in this Sangam Yuga, we have to make our efforts, our sanskar, our nature, our way of dealing should be like Brahma Baba. Then only we are close to Baba, and we will be close to Krishna. Because you all will be close to Krishna, you will be, Krishna won't be alone there. There will be kingdom, there will be gopis and gopis, prince and princess, every day dancing and enjoying, going to Krishna, studying with Krishna in the school, and going with Krishna in different places. So we have to make efforts. We should also have this consciousness. We will be very close to Krishna.
Shashidan, I don't think that any of us are trance messengers here. Is anyone trance messenger? So, you know, sometimes Baba said in the Avyak Mulis that you have to envisage your future form and like wear that. So, like in the subtle region when we are sitting in meditation and we adopt that form, can you tell us, like, because you, I know that you have been in trance, and what is the feeling of that and how we can kind of adopt that dress and let that influence us when we come out of meditation? We have that feeling of the future form.
It depends on everyone's effort. If you are intoxicated with Baba's love and in the meditation, you can also get that kind of experience. So what happens, what we do when we sit, we say, today I have to do this, and again and again we are repeating. But for this, first of all, make yourself light, relax, keep Baba in front of you. Slowly and slowly you go up of your thoughts and consciousness, and then only you can get that kind of feeling. Otherwise, Baba is giving so much, And Baba is giving that experience. We are always talking about to ourselves, today I have to get this experience, today I have to get this experience, today I have to get this experience. So instead of getting that experience, we become talking experience, not experience oriented. So we have to become light and be relaxed. Then see what is the, then only you can get that experience.
So I think this is my last question, unless anyone wants to ask a question. But Baba, it seemed at a very special time, became avyakt. And that was the time, according to the drama, when he was getting older in his body and all the foreigners were coming. So do you feel that Baba, in his avyakt form, has now that, and still now, that special role of doing service on an avyakt level or a subtle level and sustaining all of us who live overseas and maybe can't come to Madhuban so often? Is that part of his role now?
As Baba mentioned today in the Murli, because in avyakt form, he can do more service. When Baba became avyakt, after becoming his angelic stage, the service increased so much. Foreigners started to come, and so many foreigners, they were also getting vision about Baba, and Baba was touching to so many souls. And even now, Baba is also doing the service in a way, what I feel, doing it in a very, very fast way. From the last so many years, in avyakt form, Baba has given us so much he has given in the Murli, which we read, we listen. Now even Baba is giving us so much. But now the time is coming close and close. And children are still in the bondages, like in the bondage of service, bondage of their account, so many things are there. But now Baba is also doing the service in a fast way. That is, one is transformation. Another is touching the soul, how to do some for the new world. And also Baba is touching the soul, how to clean the earth. So many services Baba is still doing in the avyakt form. Baba said, when the children will be ready, then only we will go back. So that is why Baba is the main instrument. He is doing the biggest service. And we are the only hands, we are the only cooperative hands, so yogi souls, and we are doing that to our level, but Baba is still doing that, what I feel. What everyone has their own thoughts, my thoughts are like that. Baba is doing the best and the fast service for the transformation of the world, and also making children, and he's giving so much power, let my children become, achieve the stage of perfection and let they become pure and become perfect, then only they all can go to the incorporeal world and the golden age world. So Baba is the one who is doing so much now, even in the avyakt form.
So in order to experience that closeness to Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba, then we have to really go beyond all the limited things, it seems. That was one of the things that Brahma Baba did, going beyond the limited and seeing the unlimited.
You know, well, Brahma Baba, what he did, he showed an example. He was in the body, he was doing everything, but he played each and every part in an unlimited way. His part was also, even in the end, the last time when, before becoming to an angel. So what he did, he was meeting so many children, children are sitting, children are giving so much news. Baba was becoming like an angel. He was listening and giving answer in a very accurate way, in a short way. So Baba played each and every role in an unlimited way. So Baba is teaching us, while you are here, because some children have to play part in this world, otherwise if all go, then how the transformation will come? Some have to be here, but they have to play part by being an instrument, by feeling that consciousness that we are trustee and have that unlimited outlook and have the beneficial outlook and have that consciousness that we have to do the task in a right way for the transformation of world and have a broad mind and broad intellect and keep your mind unlimited and do the unlimited service, not to keep yourself in the limited things. And you should not keep your intellect and look at the things in a limited way. Baba was very far-sighted. He used to see the things in a far-sighted way. Baba never thought, oh, this is a little thing we do. Baba used to say, do it in a big way and be far-sighted. So if your intellect is far-sighted, then we can create the consciousness, then we can play our part in an unlimited way.
Shashiben, thank you very, very much for coming and sharing. I would like to give Shashiben a big thanks, because in this season she's got lots going on, but she took the time out and it was really valuable for all of us. I'm sure you will agree.
Okay, now we'll sit in Baba's remembrance. Yeah.